Numbers chapter 24. When Balaam saw that it pleased the Lord to bless Israel, he did not go as at other times to seek omens, but he set his face toward the wilderness. When Balaam lifted up his eyes and he saw Israel camped tribe by tribe, the Spirit of God came on him. Then he uttered this oracle and said, "The oracle of Balaam, the son of Beor, an oracle of a man whose eye sees clearly, the oracle of one who hears the words of God, who sees the vision of the Almighty, falling down with his eyes open. How beautiful are your tents, O Jacob, your dwelling places, O Israel! They are like valleys spread out, like gardens by the riverside, like aloes that the Lord has planted, like cedar trees beside the waters. Water will flow from his bucket, and his descendants will have plenty of water. His king will be greater than Agag, and his kingdom shall be exalted. God brought him out of Egypt. He is as strong as a wild ox for them. They will devour hostile nations that oppose him, and will break their bones in pieces, and strike them through with his arrows. Like a lion he crouches and lies down, and like a lioness, who dares rouse him? Blessed is everyone who blesses you, and cursed is everyone who curses you." Then Balak's anger was sparked against Balaam. He struck his hands together. Then Balak said to Balaam, "I called you to curse my enemies, but instead you have blessed them these three times. So get out of here, go home. I said that I would reward you substantially, but now the Lord has kept you from getting the reward." Then Balaam said to Balak, "Did I not tell your messengers you sent to me? If Balak would give me his palace full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the word of the Lord, to do either good or bad of my own will. Whatever the Lord says, that is what I must say. So now I am going back to my people. Come now, and I will tell you what this people will do to your people in the latter days." Then he uttered this oracle, saying, "Balaam, son of Beor, a man whose eye sees clearly, the oracle of one who hears the words of God, and knows the knowledge of the Most Holy, who sees the vision of the Almighty, falling down and having his eyes open. I see him, but not now. I observe him, but not near. A star will come out of Jacob, and a scepter will rise out of Israel. He will crush the skulls of Moab, and the heads of all the sons of Seth. Then Edom will be a possession. Seir, his enemy, will also be a possession. But Israel will triumph. A ruler will come out of Jacob, and will destroy the survivors from the city." Then Balaam looked on Amalek, and uttered his oracle, and said, "Amalek was the first of the nations, but his end is that he will perish." Then he looked on the Kenites, and uttered his oracle, and said, "Your dwelling place seems secure, and your nest is set in the rock. Nevertheless, you Kenites will be wasted, when Asher carries you away captive." Then he uttered his oracle, and said, "Alas, who will survive when God does this? But the ships will come from the shores of Kittim, and they will afflict Asher and Eber. Then he also will come to utter destruction." Then Balaam got up, left, and went home. And Balak also went his way.